The cafeteria in Aspel Elementary School is being prepared for a one-of-its-kind workshop, one that involves easy cooking with healthier ingredients. The class is called Healthy Cooking on a Budget and is a part of Apples in the Classroom program. The program has been started by Apple Seeds Incorporated, a non-profit organization dedicated to helping children make healthy food choices and nurturing a local sustainable food system focused on fresh, nutritious food. Keith Richards, Executive Director of Apple Seeds Incorporated, explains the real objective of Apples in the Classroom program.
It was started originally to go into classrooms, third and fourth grade classrooms in Fayetteville, for 1 hour per year and teach kids healthy lessons about nutrition. Things like what's a good portion size, what types of foods should they eat, how much sugar is in sodas, things like that. About 2 years ago, we decided that we wanted to work a little bit deeper with the schools. And so rather than just doing those simple lessons with the schools, we initiated gardening clubs where the kids are involved in actual gardening and seeing where their food comes from and beautifying the campus.
The Apples in the Classroom program is being conducted in partnership with Fayetteville Public Schools. It was started in 2005 by Ozark Natural Foods. In 2007, it was taken over by Apple Seeds Incorporated, that then experimented with the program at Leverett Elementary School for a while. Along with healthier cooking classes, components of the program also involve children gardening and field trips to the Fayetteville Farmers Market and University of Arkansas Research Farm. The children are engaged using fun activities.
Like when we do the gardening activities, we get them engaged in things. We make sure that they're doing hands-on things, that they're actually looking at worms, or they're actually for vermicompost, or they're actually looking at the bugs, you know, that there are the insects in the garden, that they're planting the seeds, that they're actually pulling the carrots and the potatoes, and they're going, wow, look what's under the ground. So it's that type of way you get them excited about the food. When we go to the farmers market, we don't just walk around and look at the farmers and at the produce at the market. We actually get them to talk to the farmers. We get them to taste test a lot of the different foods. And now what we're hearing from the students that we've been working with at Leverett is they're saying, wow, we are getting healthy. And they start getting excited and it becomes a cool thing to do.
Several other volunteers with Apple Seeds Incorporated are busy preparing flyers and pamphlets for the class. Beth Ashbaugh is an Apples in the Classroom program coordinator and is serving Apple Seeds Incorporated through the AmeriCorps Volunteers in Service to America program. She, along with another Vista volunteer, Lucy Kagan, has been working mainly on getting the word out about the program and the classes.
We have mostly been working on trying to get a lot of families from the particular schools, from the individual schools, because we're going to have 7 of the cooking classes, and then we're going to have different chefs throughout the area for the others. We did make up some healthy resource booklets to give out to everyone that comes out, and it just kind of gives them an idea of maybe some recipe substitutes or things that you use a lot that you might not think of. So instead of using a lot of, you know, white flour, start substituting the wheat flour in and just ideas like that.
Adam Simmons is the Child Nutrition Director for Fayetteville Public Schools. A native Arkansan, he's working hard to bring freshly cooked and healthy food back to the school cafeterias since starting work about a year ago. He says the school district is serving the most nutritious food possible to serve for the price of a dollar.
It's mainly getting the processed food out of here. Like, I'll never probably can get away with getting completely away from processed food. The chicken nuggets the kids love. I'm working with Tyson to develop a whole wheat crust for the chicken nuggets. We've gone to all white meat instead of mixed meat to cut the fat. The sodium content has been cut down. So the processed food that we have to use, we're making better. But we're trying to get away from it as much as we can.
Adam is also teaching the cooking class at Aspel Elementary. According to him, a generation gap has been created when it comes to cooking. He hopes to bridge that with some easy, low-cost, nutritious items. He's teaching parents how to prepare jack chicken with succotash and winter fruit salad.
The succotash is just a lima bean, corn, tomatoes, zucchini, as fresh as we can get it, sauteed together. No sauce, no anything. It's really good. The chicken stuff with a little bit of jack cheese and fresh spinach. And then for a dessert, instead of doing a chocolate or doing a cookie, we're just doing a really simple winter fruit salad because there's good fruit right now and people are scared of mangoes and they're scared of kiwis and they shouldn't be. They're cheap right now and they're the best. You're going to get them all years right now. So just showing them how to use what's in season.
The program is being funded by a grant from the Arkansas Department of Education. Carol Stone, with the Coordinated School Health Initiative for the Fayetteville Public School District, says the money for the grant came from the tobacco excise tax.
This grant money is through the tobacco excise tax money through the Department of Ed, Department of Health, and they have offered this, and I think it's a great thing to do with that tax money, to use it in a different way to steer children and their parents and our community toward a healthier lifestyle. And as you know, the parents, especially in these lower grades, the parents are the one that buy the food. And that's why we wanted to include the parents in this, to show them what their kids might be interested in trying a new fruit or trying a new vegetable.
The grant, called the Joint Use Agreement or the JUA grant, was offered to promote physical activity and consumption of healthy food and fight obesity in schools. Not only does the grant fund healthy cooking classes, but also gardening classes in the Fayetteville Public School District.
We're going to Owl Creek next. We're going to Root Elementary. We're going to use Leverett Elementary. Those are going to be the cooking classes, but for the gardening right now, we're going to do Leverett Elementary, we're going to do Butterfield Elementary, and we're going to do Owl Creek School, which is a pre-K through 7, so we'll have even more children there that'll help with that.
More than 75 parents and elementary school students have gathered in the Asbel Elementary School cafeteria. They're anxiously waiting for the healthy cooking class to begin. Adam starts the session with his recipe for jack chicken with succotash.
So right now, you buy your spinach already ready, you put it in a bowl. You buy it already shredded, your cheese, you put it in a bowl. You make one cut on a piece of chicken, and you stuff it all in there and put some seasoning in it. We might have 3 to 5 minutes invested at this point from one. And I'm ready to go.
The cooking class is followed by an exercise instruction by members of the Arkansas Razorback swim team, and finally, a healthy, freshly cooked dinner. Two moms, Carla and Jennifer, present at the workshop, took notes during the class to help in times of need. They said, often the amount of workload during a week determines whether a meal will be cooked at home or not.
I think that if we know that we're going to be pressed on time, we might get a pizza. That's what my husband
Yeah, that's probably our biggest stumble.
Keith Richard says the Apples in the Classroom program has some grand goals for the future.
Eventually, we'd like to be in all the schools in Northwest Arkansas, all levels. We started at elementary just because that's where our history was with all the Ozark Natural Foods. That's where they started at the third and fourth grade. So that's the only reason we're starting at that level. But I think it's a good place to start, because then as we expand, hopefully some of these students will be moving up into the middle schools, into the junior high, into the high schools who we've already been in touch with, and then we can build on that as we move into those other schools.
For more information about Apple Seeds Incorporated and the Apples in the Classroom program, please log on to appleseedsinc.org. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Mithi Agnihotri Mudholkar.